If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Isn't it?
Last time we checked.
I think that's right. Yes, indeed. All right. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Mark, Kristen, Brian.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Not quite.
Well, kind of. Hey, it's a special quote unquote Friday. The day before Thanksgiving. Get a little break here. You guys ready for the day tomorrow? Ready to take a little time off?
We're ready.
Oh yeah, we're ready to take time off.
We're ready. Okay, good.
Yeah. Are we ready for the day? Not exactly.
Well, that's a tough one this morning, isn't it? Gotta get the old engine cranked up. It's gonna be a little warmer today.
That'd be nice.
Which is nice, turning warmer. What is it? I see about 55 tomorrow on Thanksgiving is the high. Not bad.
Great.
Good for travel.
Good for the parade.
Gas prices down a bit. People moving around. Headed to grandma's house tomorrow, whatever it may be. Roads should be fine.
Perfect.
Nice couple of days ahead. Looking forward to it. All right. So, of course, not only is it Thanksgiving this week, it's also time to shop. Time to watch a little football. Right, guys?
That's right.
And speaking of football, Mark, there's a special honor that's going to happen at the game on Thanksgiving. Tell us about it.
Well, we know how we all love our Thanksgiving tradition here in Detroit. Started in 1934 when a guy named George A. Richards, who owned the Lions, he just so happened to own a radio station here in Detroit called WJR.
Come on.
He cut a deal to broadcast the Lions Thanksgiving Day game, and we've had it since. So it's been quite a tradition. In 1966, Dallas added a 4 o'clock game. So we are the only two teams that actually host a game every year. And then in 1989, a legendary coach and broadcaster brought a little fun to the game. After the game, he had his chefs cook up turkey, and they served turkey legs to the winning team. And it was a tradition for the last, 25, 30 years, so.
Yeah, that coach and broadcaster, of course,
is
none other than John Madden.
John Madden. This is the first Thanksgiving after he passed, right, last year.
They're going to honor him, right?
They will honor him tomorrow. They're calling it the John Madden Thanksgiving Celebration. All the teams will be wearing decals on their helmets. There'll be a logo at the 25-yard line.
You know, he was a great coach, but I'll tell you, as a broadcaster, he was really something. You know, he brought a certain, approach and style that was unique at the time. And I remember he was one of the first guys to use the teleprompter. So he used to draw, you know, and use the plays. But then I remember at the end of the game, I never forgot it, he would say, "You got to get the best part of the turkey." And he would draw the teleprompter word, you know, just unbelievable.
He was great.
He was really entertaining. He was unique, distinct in his style, and really special. And, you know, well-deserving. I mean, he made that Thanksgiving game really something special, really something you look forward to as a destination event, you know?
Yeah, he made a lot of fun. Classic really, guy.
Really great.
And they didn't know if he was going to work out when he started. They put him with Pat Summerall. They didn't know how that was going to work because he was so different. He wasn't your typical broadcaster, but I think he set a whole new pace of broadcasting in the NFL, so.
Right. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, let's celebrate the man tomorrow, Mr. John Madden.
Absolutely.
Right?
Have a little turkey in honor of John Madden while you're watching the game, of course. All right, listen, speaking of football, no updates yet on the Blake Corum injury. Of course, the big game Saturday down in Columbus, Michigan, Ohio State. I think it's the 118th meeting of these two teams' storied rivalry. Some say the biggest rivalry in all of sports. We say that, that's for sure. That's happening this week. Big stuff. And of course, the other sport going on this week, shopping, right? Shopping. It's a sport.
It is a big sport. Yeah. Wow, when you put it like that, Jeff.
Well, I mean, listen, when you go out, when you venture out on a Friday for Black Friday, whatever it may be, and of course, don't forget Shop Small Saturday. But it's a, I mean, it is kind of a, you got to have strategy, right, on how you're going to approach whatever you're, if you're going to buy a TV, if you're doing this, you're doing that. You got to really be on your toes. Got to get in there before they sell out of inventory and the whole thing. So that's happening Friday. Kristen, you, you've got some tips or highlights for us, some rules to follow about shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah. Well, they said, you know, is Black Friday really still Black Friday? Because all the deals have already started in October. So I think people are taking a different approach this year. They say they're going to be shopping more on Saturday, which is, of course, we promote Shop Small Saturday. And people are really going to hit Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. But the whole idea of Black Friday is changed a bit because of Amazon having their, you know, Prime Day in July. Yeah, and then they hit a second Prime Day in October.
Right.
So it's a little bit different this year, but people will, of course, be out now that we're post-COVID. Stores are open, and a lot of stores are sticking with staying closed on Thursday and opening up for Friday.
Right.
So, you know, the leaving right after Thanksgiving dinner and heading out to a store is not, that's a thing of the past.
That's not happening anymore.
People are
enjoying. Many stores open early Friday.
That's right.
And some people even, of course, get out there and wait in line for the doors to open at certain stores, depending on the sales. All right, listen, we're going to run to a break, and you can count on us being back right here in just a few minutes on the Pre-W Smith Show.